Fresh sexual harassment allegations in Hollywood.
I do not think that Harvey Weinstein understands or comprehends how much pain and suffering this brings.
Calls for tougher rules to tackle childhood obesity, and Cara Delevingne opens up about her mental health problems. From Global's newsroom, this is Harris Morning News. I'm Rebecca Cook. Angelina Jolie and Gwyneth Paltrow are the latest actresses to say they were sexually harassed by Harvey Weinstein. They both say they refused the film producer's advances when they were younger. He's also been accused of raping three women, which he denies. American actress Louisette Gaius has also come forward.
I do not think that Harvey Weinstein understands or comprehends how much pain and suffering this brings to me and scores of other women.
The filmmaker's wife, Georgina Chapman, says she's leaving him following the allegations. The Prime Minister has refused to say how she would vote if there was another EU referendum. In an exclusive interview with Hart's sister station LBC, Theresa May was unable to guarantee EU citizens living here can stay if there's no deal with Europe. Hart's Ashley Carroll has more.
The Prime Minister campaigned for the Remain side last year, but wouldn't say how she would vote now.
What I did last time round was I looked at everything and came to a judgment, and I'd do exactly the same this time round. But we're not having another referendum.
Theresa May has also warned she can't guarantee the status of British people living in other EU countries if there's no agreement on Brexit. But she's called for more than 3 million Europeans to remain, only if negotiations reach a deal.
The reason we're having these discussions with the EU is because once we leave the EU, if we've got an agreement with them, then it's about how there's that reciprocity of treatment. But we want you to be able to stay.
The Prime Minister also hits back at calls for her to step aside.
I'm not a quitter, and there's a long-term job to be done here. And I still passionately believe in the message that I set out on the steps of Downing Street when I first became Prime Minister.
It came after a difficult week, including her awkward speech where she had a coughing fit. She says she was also a bit worried when confronted by a prankster and that she needed a stiff drink afterwards.
Spain's government's holding an emergency meeting later after Catalonia's leader signed a document declaring the region's independence. Its implementation is being delayed, though, to allow for talks with Madrid. A referendum earlier this month was declared illegal by Spanish court. There are calls for tougher rules to tackle childhood obesity, with new figures showing £143 million is being spent on advertising crisps, sweets and sugary drinks in the UK. It compares to just over £5 million invested in government campaigns to promote healthy eating. People who are facing losing their home in Scotland are being given a new lifeline. Shelters come up with the I Need Help button, which allows access to online advice there and then. That includes finding the nearest council support team or a charity that can support those at risk of homelessness. Conrad Russo's from the digital team at the charity. He explains what it's all about.
We know that lots of people who visit our advice pages are in deep distress and they need help right there and then, which isn't always available. This tool will help them get to the right information they need as quickly as possible. For example, the address and phone number and how to apply to their local council's homelessness service and how else they can get immediate help.
Official advice has changed to say it's now safe for pregnant women, infants and the elderly to eat runny eggs as long as they have the British Lion mark. It's been 30 years since the salmonella crisis, which discouraged vulnerable people from eating raw or lightly cooked hen eggs. This is Hearts Morning News. A Lionel Messi hat-trick has secured Argentina a place at next summer's World Cup. At the start of the night, they were at risk of not making it, but they went on to beat Ecuador at 3-1. The USA won't be in the finals, though. Scotland boss Gordon Strachan's future is likely to be decided by tomorrow. That's when Hampden Park bosses are meeting to discuss the national team's failure to reach the World Cup, with the manager out of contract next month. David Moyes is the bookies' favourite to take over, should the job become available. And despite being one of the most successful models in the world, Cara Delevingne has told us she found being a teenager pretty difficult. She's just released a book for young adults. At Hearts, Anna Harding has more.
She has over 40 million followers on Instagram. One of the most famous faces in the world, has starred in movies alongside Will Smith and Rihanna. And now Cara Delevingne has turned her hand to writing books. Mirror Mirror is young adult fiction, and Cara told us why she wanted to write a book for teenagers.
You know, for me, growing up as a teenager was a very interesting, difficult, but also amazing time in my life. I think for everybody, it makes you who you are. But at that time, I think there was so much pressure. You get very swept up and lost in your own head. And I just think for me, writing this book, it was A, very cathartic, but B, hopefully it will give teens realise that you don't have to know who you are and you don't have to know what you want to do.
And Cara told us what advice she'd give her younger self.
I would definitely have a few things to say to myself at that point. You know, to take everything on the chin a little bit and to not let the little things get you down. You know, whether it's what other people think of you, that for me as a teenager was so important, because all I wanted to do was make other people like me, or, you know, if everyone else thought I was cool, then I was. But really, at the end of the day, you've got to love yourself first, and it's not about what anyone else thinks.
You can hear Cara Delevingne on Hearts with Sian Welby tonight from 7.
Scotland's weather. A wet start, but sunshine and showers should arrive by late morning. Some bright spells in the afternoon, highs of 14 degrees.